The weather has the look and feel of springtime this afternoon across eastern New York and western New England. It is a bit cool for early May, and that breeze makes it feel a little bit chilly as well, so I could probably argue reasonably well that it feels a bit more like April than May, but that's probably being a little bit nitpicky as well. I don't expect any problems with the weather if you are going to be out late this afternoon into this evening. You will probably want to have a jacket with you as it is going to feel a little bit on the chilly side. And I expect that temperatures tonight will drop into the 30s across much of eastern New York and western New England. And with the wind lightening up tonight, there is the potential for some patchy frost. Odds are pretty good it won't happen everywhere, but odds are also pretty good that some spots will have frost. So if you have plants that are sensitive to the cold, you will want to pay attention to that, and this is one of those cases where, at least from a personal perspective, I'm always extra careful because sometimes that frost can sneak up on you when you don't expect it. So tomorrow morning will be cold, and I expect that tomorrow will be another generally nice day. It will probably not be as bright as it has been this afternoon, and there's the chance for some showers, especially west of the Hudson River later in the day. There's that band of showers that will approach slowly from the west during the day, and that's why I expect most or all of the daylight hours to be on the dry side. Temperatures tomorrow will be around 60 or so, so that again is a little bit cool for early May, but not too bad. And we'll have some showers at times tomorrow night into Saturday. It looks like Saturday will be the rainier day this weekend, and I'm optimistic about Mother's Day on Sunday. Will be sandwiched between low pressure to the northeast and low pressure to our south. So I think we'll be able to stay in the dry zone between the storms for most or all of the day. There could be some rain later in the day on Sunday, and this forecast will likely be refined in the coming days. High temperatures on Mother's Day should be close to 60 degrees. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy with areas of frost, lows in the 30s. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, maybe a late day shower, with a high around 60 degrees. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy with patchy frost, lows in the 30s. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, a chance for afternoon showers with a high around 60 degrees. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 30s to low 40s. And for tomorrow, increasing clouds, maybe a late day shower with highs in the low 60s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy, possible patchy frost, lows in the 30s. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, chance for a late-day shower with a high around 60. Region-wide on Saturday, mostly cloudy with scattered showers, highs in the 50s. On Sunday, a mix of clouds and sun, maybe some late-day rain, with highs in the 50s to low 60s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.